Let's check in with Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey, for some extremely local news. Good morning, Seamus. Let's start with the story of the Southwest Cider with a lifelong love for good neighborhood bars who is opening up on the north side, huh?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, this is a gentleman named Ron Prokowski and his wife, Andrea Cardaris. They're opening a new bar in the Wrigleyville neighborhood, and it's going to be an offshoot of Mom's Place. Mom's Place is in River North, and it's become a pretty popular music venue and bar. It's on 650 North Dearborn. So this, the new version, it's going to be called, no surprise, Dad's Place. Dad's Place is going to be at 3369 North Clark Street, which is at the corner of Clark and Roscoe. And if you can picture that, it's right where the brown line and the red line separate. And the CTA has been working on that project to separate those two and make that giant flyover right overhead. So the neighborhood's been kind of a mess for the past couple years, and a lot of the businesses there have suffered. The one that Dad's Place is replacing is was called the Houndstooth Saloon, that shut down a couple years ago amid all this construction. But it's getting cleaned up there now, and Ron and Andrea are excited for Dad's Place. It's going to be they say it's going to be a neighborhood bar. You know, a lot of tourists in the Wrigleyville neighborhood, but they're hoping to get locals, bring them in for live music and food and just libations. So you know. We need more bars in Wrigleyville, I hear. But this place sounds pretty cool. If it's anything like Mom's Place, it's going to get a pretty good neighborhood following.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. And this is a hot spot on the south side. Tell us about Sanders Barbecue.
Well, you know, in the interest of no barbecue restaurant goes unnoticed in Chicago when it opens, Sanders Barbecue Supply just opened in Beverly, and not a lot of great smokehouses in Beverly, and that's kind of why this gentleman opened it. A guy by the name of James Sanders, he's been in the catering business for years, but has always had a dream of opening up a barbecue shop. So he did it. He called it Sanders Barbecue Supply, and has recruited a bunch of industry veterans to run the pit, run the front of the house, and offer up a really sort of a fusion of different sorts of barbecue from around the country. I haven't been there yet, but our reporter Crystal Paul says the short ribs kind of have a Texas twang to it. The ribs are sort of St. Louis in style, and then they've got all sorts of great things that you'd expect as well, like brisket, mac and cheese, cornbread, and they do movie nights on Tuesdays. So they're really trying to become a neighborhood staple in Beverly, and so far so good. They say they've got long lines and already regulars that are whispering what sauces people should get to people behind them in line. So it sounds like the sort of place I want to be.
Yeah, I was reading about it on Block Club Chicago, and honey mustard catfish sounds good to me. 1742 West 99th for Sanders. And finally, the family behind the Walmart empire helping out the community in East Garfield Park. What are they doing?
Yeah, this is a great one. This is it's really a preservation story. There's an old building. It's known as the Wolfson Building in the East Garfield Park neighborhood, and it's this beautiful old red brick. It kind of looks like a castle with a big turret. It's been vacant for the last couple years, and really was slated for demolition. The Preservation Chicago group stepped in and really pushed for it. And interesting part of the story was Samantha Walton read the Block Club story about the demolition, and she stepped in and she purchased the building and now plans to completely overhaul it and preserve it and turn it into some kind of community center there. She's really relying on the community to kind of come forward and tell them what they want. So she had some community meetings, and they're decided it's going to be a sort of a community center with some tech, some art programs, some food programs, and all kinds of things just for the East Garfield Park neighborhood. This building's got a long history. It used to be a private family home, but in the 40s, it became a shelter for single women and single moms, and really just serving the neighborhood. But it had shut down in the 70s and had really fallen into disrepair. But it's going to be back up and running pretty soon. It's a big property. It's not just the house. It's got a dormitory in the back that used to be used for the shelter. So
good news.
No,
yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not going to necessarily be a shelter this time around, but it's going to be something where people can drop in and learn to cook, learn to some technology and all kinds of great things. So
nice.
Samantha Walton is stepping up for Chicago.
Seamus Toomey, thank you.